At issue is a long-standing policy of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections prohibiting anyone from sending used books to prisoners. The reason? Books not wrapped and identified as new may contain contraband such as razor blades, drugs, or tobacco. That's why prison officials only allow new books, fresh from an approved bookstore, to enter the prison. But Sarah Quinn of the Madison-based Books to Prisoners Project says the ban is counterproductive and discriminates against poor prisoners who can't afford new books.
We feel that this policy unreasonably exaggerates the risks and keeps hundreds of prisoners who may not otherwise be able to self-educate from getting education materials from us. And this really has a lot to do with going back into society, being ready, being educated. And of course, our volunteers are not interested in getting drugs into prisons or anything harmful.
That's why Quinn and others took to the streets this weekend to plaster mud stencils on sidewalks, on campus, and in front of the Dane County Jail, calling for an end to the DOC ban on used books. The stencils are legal because they're water-soluble, but the DOC says sending used books to prisoners will remain illegal because it threatens prison security. They say used books can be donated to prison libraries, but the group Books to Prisoners says efforts to do that have not been successful. They say Wisconsin is one of only a few states that bans prisoners from receiving used books. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.